Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today, once again, we're talking about Meet the Wongs.
And oh, yeah.
Things are starting to heat up.
Oh, boy.
We're learning all about Serena and and Regina.
Oh.
Mike's real excited because I think today we might see some fireworks.
That's right.
Because it's all about confronting Regina. Mm-hmm. It's Regina that's trying to steal everybody's boyfriends, right?
That's right. Regina can't keep her dirty little hands off either Paige's or Serena's boyfriend. Serena's boyfriend is Nate, Paige's boyfriend is Leo, and Regina has been sending cute little messages to them both.
Calling them babe.
Calling them babe and, you know, being all flirty and, you know, trying to steal them away from her friends, Serena and Paige. Of course, it's not nice to betray your friends and steal their boyfriend and girlfriend away. So it seems that today, Serena and Paige are going to meet Regina, and ooh boy, there's going to be
some
trouble.
Or something. Maybe they'll just talk it over.
I hope they don't fight.
I hope they don't fight, but we have to find out. Let's read through the conversation, and then we'll be back.
Fingers crossed.
Meet the Wongs. A cat fight.
Will Leo and Nate be joining us?
No. Were you expecting them?
Do you like Nate or Leo? What a silly question. They're both taken.
We want to talk to you about something.
Why are you always flirting with our boyfriends? Are the two of you teaming up against me?
No, it's just that your actions are making us really uncomfortable. You're also putting the boys in a difficult position.
I'm jealous because I just broke up with my boyfriend. You guys seem so happy. So you were trying to ruin our relationships?
Friends should be happy for each other. Don't we deserve to be happy?
I don't know what got over me. I'm sorry.
Word power.
Question. Question. I stayed after class so I could ask my teacher a question. I stayed after class so I could ask my teacher a question. Action. Action. You should be responsible for your own actions. You should be responsible for your own actions. Difficult. Difficult. Don't worry. Life won't always be so difficult. Don't worry. Life won't always be so difficult. Ruin. Ruin. You'll ruin those shoes if you wear them in the rain. You'll ruin those shoes if you wear them in the rain.
So let's set the scene for today's conversation.
Okay.
Serena and Paige ask Regina to meet up with them at a coffee shop.
Okay.
Public place.
Oh, that's true.
Probably not going to fight in a coffee shop.
You don't want to fight in a coffee shop.
They didn't say, hey, come meet me in the dark back alley somewhere. We're just going to have a little conversation.
That's right.
Nope, they said, let's meet at a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. We'll have a cup of coffee. We'll have a frappuccino, and we'll talk about this. So Regina gets the conversation going. She says, will Leo and Nate be joining us? Man, that would be awkward. That would be terrible.
Regina just never stops.
Yeah.
Someone calm this girl down. So the first thing she asks her two friends when she meets them is, are your boyfriends coming? Your boyfriends who I'm flirting with and want to steal from you? So Paige gives a very, I can imagine, very strict and serious and very quick, no.
No.
And then Serena says, were you expecting them? Were you expecting our boyfriends to be here so you could flirt with them and flip your hair and laugh at their jokes?
Yeah, she's very suspicious, very stern.
And she should be.
She should be.
What does Regina say?
Well, Regina, you know, she's very sneaky. She says, what a silly question. They're both taken.
Acting Regina. All innocent now, Regina.
Just
eh?
Acting like nothing's going on.
Your boyfriends?
Yeah, she says that's a silly question. If something is silly, it just means it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. It's funny.
Yep.
And of course, a question is when you ask somebody something, that's a question.
Yeah.
With a question mark at the end of it. That's another question.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Another question. You're good at this.
Why?
Stop it. Stop it. Let me explain. It just means something you're asking somebody else. We could say, I stayed after class so I could ask my teacher a question.
What was it?
One more time.
Why is the sky blue?
Why is the sky blue?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
That's a good question.
One more time. I stayed after class so I could ask my teacher a question. Now, she was also saying that, your boyfriends are taken.
The boyfriends
are
both taken.
What a silly question. They're both taken.
Yes.
If somebody is taken, it means they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife. Yes, they're not single. They're in a relationship with somebody. For example, this girl was flirting with me, but I said, oh, no, thank you. I am taken.
You're taken. That's right. You have a girlfriend.
That's what you're supposed to say.
And a wife.
If you are in a relationship with
somebody. You have a girlfriend and a wife?
Just a wife.
No, that's much better. But it still means you're taken.
Yes.
Because you're not single. You're with someone. All right. Now, Paige gets down to the main point, the main subject for their meeting today. Paige says, we want to talk to you about something. About something. Well, it's hard to talk about nothing, but that means there's a specific topic, a specific subject that they're interested in talking today. That will be the focus of their meeting. And Serena gets right to the point. She says, why are you always flirting with our boyfriends, Regina? Why are you always flirting with our boyfriends? And yes, flirt is when you sort of show through actions and behaviors and the way you talk that you're interested in someone. You're sort of signaling to them that, hey, I kind of like you, and if they kind of like you back, they might flirt back too. So if you kind of laugh at their jokes or look at them a little too long or touch them a little too much, you're kind of signaling to this person that, you know, I'm interested in you. You're kind of good looking or fun or nice, and I like you. That's all.
So she's being very direct. She just comes right out and asks the question.
That's right.
Regina says, are the two of you teaming up against me? Okay, so she's turning it back on them now.
Uh-huh.
She's not making it about her flirting with their boyfriends. She's saying it's like me versus you two. Okay,
so they're teaming up.
So she
feels it's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair because if you team up, it means you're going to like work together with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it just means they are going together to be against her, as if perhaps Regina's saying, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. You guys are just trying to be against me. You're trying to, do something bad to me or something like that. So she's trying to kind of shift the conversation in a different direction.
That's right.
She's trying to distract them from the fact that she's flirting with their boyfriends.
Exactly. And she's still kind of, you know, giving the idea that Regina, she's still giving the idea she's very innocent.
Yes.
I didn't do anything. Why are you being so mean and teaming up on me? Gosh, I thought you were my friends.
Paige
is not getting distracted. She says, no, we're not teaming up on you. It's just that your actions, your flirty actions, are making us really uncomfortable. It's making us feel weird about our boyfriend. Friends and weird about you as our friend who also seems to be trying to steal our boyfriends away. You're also putting the boys in a difficult position.
Yes.
Okay, I could see that too. So actions. Let's talk about that. It's a key word. Actions are basically things you do. Okay, your actions could be anything from
waving your arm to say goodbye to a friend, to cleaning your kitchen, to running down the street to catch a bus. It could be almost anything you do. When we talk about people's actions, we also often talk about their behavior, right? So if you go into a store and you're kind of looking around and it looks like you're hiding things, your actions might show people that you're trying to steal something. It might not actually be what you're doing. You might just be, you know, finding your keys in your pocket, but that's the way it looks based on what you're doing with your body, what you're doing in terms of acting out and doing things in the world. These are your actions. So we do lots of different actions. Some of them are very normal. Some of them might make your friends go, very strange. For example, you should be responsible for your own actions. You should be responsible for your own actions. If you did it, you should admit to it and stand up for it. Now, we also mentioned that the boyfriends were uncomfortable. Imagine if your girlfriend's there and her friend is flirting with you. If you're the boy, you would feel kind of weird because if you flirt back, even if you're just being friendly, your girlfriend would be mad.
Very
mad. And if this girl is flirting at you, you might feel rude if you just kind of say, no, go away, leave me alone. So they feel uncomfortable. They feel kind of strange.
A little bit
embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
It's putting them in a difficult position, is what they said. And if something is difficult, it means it's not easy.
No.
It's full of problems or it's causing trouble. For example, we could say, don't worry, life won't always be so difficult.
Okay.
Don't worry, life won't always be so difficult.
So it's a difficult position then.
Yeah, a difficult position is like a difficult situation. Mm. It's not easy. You might not know what to do in that situation because maybe no matter whether you do A or B, it's going to end badly.
That's right.
So, of course, if she was flirting with them, with the boys, if they flirt back with her, that's going to be bad.
Yes.
It's going to get them in trouble with their real girlfriends.
Right.
If they are just kind of like, no, get away from me, well, they're going to offend Regina, perhaps.
And maybe she's not flirting with them.
They don't know what's going on. So it's just, it's weird, it's awkward, it's a difficult position all around.
All right.
Well, Regina then says, I'm jealous because I just broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh.
You guys seem so happy. Okay.
Now there's a bit of honesty. Yeah. Regina's telling the truth about what's going on with her.
We know what's going on. She just broke up with her boyfriend.
Who's another guy.
Yeah, different guy.
Okay.
If you break up with somebody, it means you end a relationship. Like a girlfriend and a boyfriend, they stop dating, they stop being together.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, well, I don't want to be with you anymore. Mm-hmm. Example. So that's what it means to break up. So she just ended her relationship with her boyfriend. And so she's kind of jealous, I guess, because they seem so happy and she's alone.
Okay, well, I can kind of understand. But then the next question is one that Serena asks. Okay, you're jealous. We seem happy. You're feeling lonely. I understand that. So you were trying to ruin our relationships?
Yeah.
Just because you are unhappy and jealous and lonely, why should you ruin our relationships? If you ruin something, you break it, you damage it, you destroy it. You take it from good to broken or something like that. For example, if you take a glass and throw it onto the ground, it'll break. You will ruin the glass. It won't be able to be fixed. For example, you'll ruin those shoes if you wear them in the rain. You'll ruin those nice leather shoes if you wear them out in the rain. It will damage them so they won't be any good anymore. Paige adds in her opinion. She says, friends should be happy for each other. Don't we deserve to be happy? Right? You're our friend. Just because you're unhappy, is it okay to make us unhappy as well? Don't we deserve to be happy? If you deserve to do something, that means it's your right. You've earned it, basically. You should be allowed to go and do that because no one should say you can't.
Next, Regina ends the conversation for today by saying, I don't know what got over me. I'm sorry. Got over her. I don't know what got over me.
Mm-hmm.
That just means I don't know what happened to me. I don't know why I was thinking that way. I don't know why I was acting in that strange or weird or disrespectful way. So she apologizes. She says, I am sorry. So we have closure at the end of our conversation.
Sounds like they can, you know, fix their friendship from this.
They took a direct approach. They confronted her. They had an honest conversation about it. And it seems, for now, they have worked it out. That brings us to the end of the conversation and almost the end of our program. Before we leave you, let's go to our wrap-up.
Today on Meet the Wongs, we had our big confrontation at the coffee shop.
That's right.
They talked about things in a very open and honest way. They didn't try to go around the issue. Mm-hmm. They just went straight into it and said, why are you always flirting with our boyfriends? And we learned something about Regina.
That's right. We learned that Regina was very lonely. Mm-hmm. So the reason she was flirting was just because she thought her friends were so happy. But then she realized that by flirting, she was making her friends and their boyfriends uncomfortable. She admitted that what she did was wrong. She apologized. And, you know, when you're with your good friends and you do something wrong, you should be able to talk about things openly and honestly, apologize if it's not too bad, and then move on from there and fix your friendship.
So that's what happened. She apologized at the end, and we're going to have to learn what's next for the Wongs and all our friends in this kind of soap opera that's going on. All right, that brings us to the end of A Plus English for today. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
Will Leo and Nate be joining us? Will Leo and Nate be joining us?
No, I don't think so. But we will manage without them.
Will Leo and Nate be joining us?
Yes, they told me they will come. I think they will arrive in a few minutes.
Will Leo and Nate be joining us?
No, I don't think so. But we will manage without them.
Will Leo and Nate be joining us?
Yes, they told me they will come. I think they will arrive in a few minutes.
A Plus 小聚会
I'm a die-hard fan of Big Bang. I'll definitely go to their concert.
I am a die-hard fan of Big Bang. I'll definitely go to their concert.
现在好多演艺人员都很用心地经营自己的粉丝团，比如说亲自在脸书上啊，经营粉丝专页啊，就会有特别的名字拿来指他们的粉丝。像 The Mayor of Taipei City 柯 P， 有人就会形容他们的粉丝叫做柯粉，或是比如说徐若瑄 Vivian 的粉丝就叫 V 粉。后来就新发明了一个字叫铁粉，意思就是说超级死忠的粉丝。英文也有一个字可以拿来形容这种铁粉哦，我们用 diehard fan。 fan 没问题，就是粉丝这个字的由来啦。 fans 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 最后就变成粉丝啦。至于 diehard D-I-E-H-A-R-D 这个字本身就是形容顽固的、死忠的，把这个字拆开来就很好懂了吧。 diehard 很难死的。好啦，那就可以来看我们今天的小聚会咯。I'm a diehard fan of Big Bang. I will definitely go to their concertI'm a die-hard fan of Big Bang. I will definitely go to their concert. 我是 Big Bang 的粉丝，我一定要去看他们的演唱会啦。Are you a die-hard fan of anyone? 彭于晏 or who else? B. All right. 如果要开启迷妹模式，我就先掰喽。
I am a die-hard fan of Big Bang. I'll definitely go to their concert.
I am a die-hard fan of Big Bang. I'll definitely go to their concert.
Meet the Wongs. A cat fight.
Will Leo and Nate be joining us?
No. Were you expecting them?
Do you like Nate or Leo? What a silly question. They're both taken.
We want to talk to you about something.
Why are you always flirting with our boyfriends? Are the two of you teaming up against me?
No.It's just that your actions are making us really uncomfortable. You're also putting the boys in a difficult position.
I'm jealous because I just broke up with my boyfriend. You guys seem so happy. So you were trying to ruin our relationships?
Friends should be happy for each other. Don't we deserve to be happy?
I don't know what got over me. I'm sorry.
Question. I stayed after class so I could ask my teacher a question. I stayed after class so I could ask my teacher a question. Action. You should be responsible for your own actions. You should be responsible for your own actions. Difficult. Don't worry. Life won't always be so difficult. Don't worry. Life won't always be so difficult. Ruin. You'll ruin those shoes if you wear them in the rain. You'll ruin those shoes if you wear them in the rain.